Welcome to the podcast, Keep It Simple. Join our hosts, Tom LeComp and Gavin Durson, as they discuss the joys and challenges of being the simple church in a complex world. Hey, welcome back to the podcast. This is Tom LeComp.
And this is Gavin Durson, and today we're joined by, we're honored to be joined by a very special guest, Mr. Matt Wheeler. Matt, welcome to the Keep It Simple podcast.
Thanks. Happy to keep it simple. Happy to keep it simple today.
Well, we're happy that you can keep it simple in our presence. So today we wanted to invite Matt in. Matt's a great friend of mine, and he's been a part of the Simple Church Network here in Lexington, Kentucky from the beginning, and I really think that Matt should be probably the one doing the podcast instead of me, because I really think a lot of Matt, and he always has really great things to say. So Matt, I want to just turn it over to you, and won't you just tell us a little bit about yourself today and kind of how you got involved with Simple Church?
Okay. I actually grew up in church, so I have a great relationship with the traditional church. That's where I found the Lord. I was raised in the church. So I love church in all different kinds of settings. I've been in large churches, small churches. But this was for us, when we were started talking to you guys about this, started talking to some other people, the Lord really put this vision on our hearts of, are there people that can be reached outside of the methods that we're currently doing? And in fact, when you and I started talking about it, Gavin, it was kind of like, Are we bucking the system here? Are we kind of discovering something that nobody else has discovered? I kind of felt like rebellious at first, but as we started going down this journey and just looking, just kind of peeling away and saying, well, what is God's vision for the church? And it's so much bigger than any of us kind of think. Yeah. Whatever you grow up in, it's just so much bigger than that. And so when we really felt like it was a calling to try this, to really be missionaries in our own neighborhood. And so when we started Simple Church, basically, we didn't even know what we were getting into. But the first thing that happened on our journey was we realized how many things that we were counting on to feel good spiritually, to feel like we were doing the right things, meant being in a certain number of adult classes, being in what we call life groups or small groups, committing to a certain number of church committees, that we were using a lot of that to feel like, you know, we are following God, and I can tell by the number of commitments that I made. And so as we started pulling back from those commitments, the first thing was like, I'm feeling guilty because I'm not doing some of the things I was doing before. And I realized I was relying on a lot of those things, which are all, I think that they were all good things, but things that we were being called out of, that we first started having to deal with this ourselves, is that were all the things that we were doing for God, were we just looking at those as a checklist? And I remember having this conversation maybe 100 times with you. It's like, God first, the first journey was inside of us, is that He doesn't have a checklist for everybody in the church of, this is what it takes. And I was putting a checklist on ourselves, but I was also putting a checklist on our pastor. And is he doing this? And our worship leader, well, a worship leader should do these 15 things. And realizing that God has a different idea of what each person's Christian walk is supposed to be. So that was the first thing. And I don't know if you had any thoughts on that. That was sort of the first thing we went through. And I know you went through it with us.
Yeah, I know the idea of a spiritual checklist was something that, you know, we've talked about a lot. And you know, I think part of the idea of keeping it simple is in the idea of the simple church, which, you know, we talked about, a lot of people use the names. Maybe you're tuning into us for the first time today. What is Simple Church? Well, some people have used the word house church, organic church. We kind of talked about that a lot, simple church, because we like that idea of let's keep it simple. And what is God asking of us? What does it really mean to follow Him? What does it mean to be a part of His church? And let's dwindle it down to the most basic of elements and look at our checklist that we all have and examine, are these things really things that God asks of me? You know, does He really ask of all of this, or some of this stuff that maybe we've just, it's been added over years of just kind of doing things and seeing things done a certain way and expectations. So we build this list that becomes a kind of a rule book in sort of a sense and to follow. And so the idea of simplifying our lives, I know, is something that we've been a part of. What is Simple Church to you, Matt? If someone were to come to you and say, well, I heard you're a part of Simple Church. What is Simple Church?
Well, the thing that it's not and that I thought it was at first was, well, we're not going to meet together in a building with 300 people. We're going to meet in a home with 10 other people. But that still is such a small view of it. Simple Church is simply the idea of joining, get together with other Christians to say that I am called to my neighborhood or whatever my context is, if I, you know, whatever my hobby is. For you guys, it's skateboarding, whatever it is. I am called to be a missionary to these people. In addition to my job and taking care of my family, I realize that it is my mission every day to make sure that the people around me are impacted for Christ, that I'm listening to God every day. And I've actually served in a short term in this way and in foreign countries, and it's sort of the same idea, except it's every day. You don't, you know, it's not this idea of like, oh gosh, we're going for a month or for a year, or we're going to Africa for 4 years. It's like, I'm committed from now until I die to where God puts me, is I'm going to reach those people and love those people in the way that Christ has me love them. And so you can do that in any context, but Simple Church, the idea of I'm not going to plug into a larger church, it's not a rejection of that. It's simply an addition to reach people that won't necessarily go to that church. Because maybe, let's say 50 years ago, the guy in my neighborhood would say, oh gosh, man, I'm really having trouble in my marriage, or I just lost my job. I really need to get my life together. I got to start going to church.
Right.
Now people, that's not like the next thing. It's just maybe like, I've really got to get my life together. It's terrible. But hey, my next door neighbor, like me, I don't have my life together, but Christ is putting my life together. And they say, this, you know, hey, I don't have my life together, and I don't have anything to give you except for Jesus, and He's helping me put my life together. And those people now can be reached in this day and age that wouldn't say, oh, I know where the church is on the corner, I'm going to start going there every Sunday. And so it's not I don't think it's a rejection or a turning of a tide or whatever. I think it's in addition to the ministry of people that are of the churches, the great churches that we particularly have in this area. But there are certain people in certain neighborhoods all throughout this state and where we are that are not, don't even have the thought that they need to go to church.
Yeah, and I think that number is growing, and you know, we could probably analyze why that might be, and we could probably do that for a long time. But I love what you say, Matt, and that's something I know Tom and I are committed to, is this idea of, this is not, you know, we've said on this podcast before, if you're tuning into this podcast and you think, man, I want to be involved with Simple Church because of everything that it's not, you know, it's not a traditional church, it's not a building, it's not a big budgeted operation, it's not these things, then that will maybe get you started, but it won't keep you there.
Yeah.
Because it has to be more of a sense, and I love what you shared, Matt, about this was a response to God moving. And I think for a lot of people around here, that's been a cool thing for me to observe. I mean, I get calls weekly of people, and it is more, the call is initiated because of what Simple Church is not. You know, it's not a traditional church. But I love the fact of people like Matt and Christy who, you know, truth be told, like, I mean, and I think you've shared this with me, Matt, it'd been easier. I mean, you were happy to stay at First Alliance Church and be a part of the traditional church you've been a part of. It's something you loved and you enjoy, you still do. It's not something that, you know, I mean, if it was left up to you, you'd still be going there, you know. I mean, there's something that, you know, it's not like you were repulsed at the idea of waking up and going to a church service. And that's something I know you've struggled with even a little bit, even in this day. It's not, you know, it's been, I think, a unique experience from a lot of people maybe who do come into this, and it's, you know, they don't want to go to church. Maybe you could talk a little bit about that.
About, from my perspective of why Simple Church for people that want to go, that like the church?
Yeah.
I think it's simply, it really is a calling. And if this is an avenue to help equip people, ourselves included, to, instead of investing in great programs to take the time that you would invest in that. I have some great friends that are involved in a local church, and they put in, let's say, about probably 10 to 20 hours a week in the drama ministry of a particular church. As a result, they have great dramas that bring people to Christ, and that is what they're called to. And so instead of just being like, well, and this sometimes happens when you don't have that program, you go, well, where's that extra time go? But it's really, you really have to be committed to, and it's, for me, it just takes, gumption, or it just really takes the Lord just pushing me out of my comfort zone to make time on my calendar to plug into people's lives. So instead of plugging into a program that's reaching people, that's great, but some people are called to directly plug into people's lives. And so I make time on my calendar to spend time with the people that I believe the Lord's called me to. And some of those are Christian people that need encouragement, and some of them are non-Christians who just the Lord's put us in their lives.
Mm-hmm. Why don't, because Matt, like you and I have kind of joked about, you know, your path like in this, and I know won't you just share a little bit about, since you and your wife made this, like, what it's kind of looked like for you? Because I think some people, they may have this romanticized idea that, oh, well, we'll start Simple Church, and then this will just, it'll all, within a couple of weeks, we'll just have this awesome community, and we'll all be together forever, enjoying life and fellowship with each other, and, you know, and I know, obviously, that's not how it always works out for people.
However, I think it does sometimes work that way for people, and yeah. There are people that have been doing the same Simple Church with the same group of people for years and years and years. For our experience, it's been a very transient experience where there are people that, you know, they say, well, we're interested in this. And we say, listen, our home is open to you. This is what we do every week. We would love to have you guys come over here. And the joke, and it's half a joke, and I really take it seriously, is I really think that when people come over to our house, that my role is is that people say, oh, this is what this guy does. This is Simple Church. I could do this. This is all you do. You just get together. You eat food, and you talk. You encourage one another. You read the Bible and talk about what it's doing in your life, and maybe you sing a song, and you certainly pray together. And we always try to take communion together. And people look at that and they're like, oh, well, that's all there is to it. I can do this. And as a result, there are people that have come in our church and in our Simple Church gathering and gone out and planted these churches. And I think it's kind of like, man, they look at me and like, if this guy can do it, I know I can do it. And I'm okay with that role.
Well, what do you feel like, Matt? We were kind of chatting here this morning. As you and Christy and I guess Matt is married to awesome lady Christy, and they have a whole slew of children. And as you and your family have kind of been on this journey, what do you think that some of the biggest lessons, or what would be one lesson maybe that you have learned that you'd like to encourage people with or share with folks today?
I think there's a huge importance, and I think sometimes we put it on other people, but there's a huge importance for each of us to learn to hear the voice of Christ talking through us, through the Holy Spirit. He says, I promise that I'm going to send you this counselor to be with you every day. And God has given us many great leaders, and that might be somebody in your local body or whatever. God speaks to us through other people, through so many great leaders. However, sometimes when we get out of that context where I don't have a wonderful teacher teaching me every week, I'm put in a place where I have to learn how I'm going to lead my family, and I'm going to lead those people around me, in addition to the voices that are speaking outside of my life, to directly hear from God. And nobody else is there to tell me what to do, what is my, like we talk about the checklist. I think a lot of times we take those from other people and we give those to other people. But it says in the Word that He has set out good works for us to do. He has. And at some point, it's a great exercise to be thrown out there and know that He's our first and foremost. And we have to learn to hear His voice. And I feel like we have. And sometimes I've gone a direction I really thought it was His voice, but it turns out maybe it wasn't, but it's this growing process. And sometimes I'm asking for his direction and I don't hear, and I go to his word and I think, but it's a growing process to learn. And because of where we are, and each one of us has been given a little bit more responsibility than maybe we would if we were plugging into a larger church program, it forces us to listen harder, I think. And God has been very compassionate with me, and I pray this prayer so many times, says, God, you know how dense I am. You understand, and this is not false humility, because when God looks, I'm like, God, you know how stuffed up my ears are and how mixed up my ideas are about life. Please have compassion on me and speak very clearly about where we need to move this week. And so if anything in my personal life has grown, it's been that, is we've been forced to really kind of figure out what does the voice of God sound like when he's speaking to us through all the different ways he speaks to us, his word, his spirit, through prayer.
That's a great point. I think, you know, and we've hit on that, I think, in the podcast a couple of times, and I know this idea of listening to God's voice has been something that's been, I would echo that in my life too. I know it seems like that theme has been so huge in this. And I tell you, if anybody's out there, there's a great resource. I know, I think Matt, you may have checked this out, but there's a little book out that's an ebook by Felicity Dale called A Simple Guide to Hearing God's Voice. And I think we have that linked up on our recommended readings list at SimpleChurchAlliance.com. But it's a free download that Felicity Dale, I think she has it linked on her website as well. You can just Google that. But man, that was a really neat little resource that I found to be very helpful. And at first, when I remember she put that out and I read that, I was like, this is kind of interesting. Like at that time, I just knew that Felicity and Tony mostly kind of helped people with house church kind of things. And I noticed that she was doing this book on hearing God's voice, and I remember just kind of thinking, well, that's kind of an interesting that's interesting that she would write a book on that. But I think this whole path has kind of led me, it's like, obviously she wrote a book about it, because that is like the key thing, it seems. After, you know, after a few weeks of having people or getting together people, you know, I may have a couple of good devotions in me, and I'm like, you know, after a few months those things run out, and then you're like, well, okay, now what are we going to talk about, what are we going to do, like I'm out of ideas, you know. And then it becomes highlighted, it's like, gosh, I could just randomly come up with something, but I need to really hear from the Lord. Like, what are we doing here? What are we supposed to be talking about? What are we supposed to be doing with our time, our money, our resources? How do we take care of children and disciple them? And how do we encourage each other? I might could say this to you, but that might not be what you need to hear. How do I even know what you need to hear? Maybe I just need to listen. Maybe I need to say something that's more in truth, you know? How do I even know what to do? So it really highlights this when it's like, man, it's just us, and you know, there is no one there kind of giving you a step-by-step process to just follow, boxes to check. And so it really does highlight the importance of God, what are you doing, what are you saying, what do you want, you know? And so I would echo that lesson as well.
I just want to echo that I appreciate your heart for the discipleship aspect of the Simple Church and the positive reasons you're doing Simple Church, and a lot of people do Simple Church for negative reasons, like they're trying to get away from those checklists, and you know, those aren't good enough reasons to stay with it. And you're bringing out the positive relational aspect, because Christianity is not checklists; it's relationship. You know, it's our relationship with the God of the universe through Jesus Christ, and our relationship with one another. And that, I don't know if it's the best way, but one of the best expressions I've encountered is, you know, a small group of people doing that together, you know, one anothering one another. Yeah. And that sounds like that's your, where your heart is. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
There was just when you talk about the checklist, there was one verse, and it was a huge encouragement to me, and it just blew all of my, it just kind of blew my mind a little bit. And it's found, Ephesians 2:6-7, talks about, and it says, "And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus, that he raised us up so that he cleaned us up through Christ so that we would be in a position to for his riches to be poured out on us. And when you realize that, there's really no place in that for checklists. It's just being where Christ has you to understand that he has a plan for us. And that I've gone over and over with that, and it just changes everything when you realize that he has cleaned us up so that he can love us. That's a message that I can share with other people.
Yeah. Matt, thanks a lot, man. That's great. And I vote that we have Matt back for some more discussions.
I think we can arrange that.
Yep. So, Matt, thanks for joining us. Thanks. We'll negotiate a contract after we shut down here and see if we can get you back.
And we'll provide transportation as well.
Sweet.
And we might even buy you lunch. Who knows?
Now it's recorded. You have to.
Yeah, but I can edit that out.
You've been listening to Keep It Simple, a podcast dedicated to the idea of being the church in simple ways. Find us on the web at keepitsimplepodcast.com. That's keepitsimplepodcast.com. You can also like us on Facebook at Keep It Simple, a simple church podcast. Or you can find us on iTunes. We welcome your feedback and your prayers.